I want to hear it all.
So really,
go
ahead. In the 2 years, roughly 2 years and a half in high school, going and coming, I either walk or in. I didn't want to think about that. I thought I'd walk 2 blocks a day.
No.
I was a big bird hunter. I loved to bird hunt even when I was a youngster. And so did my son, that I referred to you about. He was a terrific bird hunter. We kept dogs for 40 years. Mm. I still got bird dogs. But I haven't been bird hunting in 5 years, but I used to. At that time, I would walk, say, roughly 18 miles bird hunting. I'd go carry me to one, say, like the other side of Carbon Hill. If I was in Jasper, and they'd let me out, and I'd walk back to Jasper. If I was in Jasper, go back to Carbon Hill, the case may be. And it's about an 18-mile run through the woods and the hills and holler. Didn't think nothing about it. Well, I never had any trouble with legs in later years due to all the running I did one at a time going back to school.
Oh, that's great.
So I tell this to my daughter, and whom our friend had just gone to see. And my son, you know, would believe it. He said, "Dad, you know it couldn't be so." I said, "Yes, it is. They never even walked 2 blocks to the high school where we lived, you know." So I never have any trouble with my legs, and I'll count that as being one of the things that will help. No varicose pain, no corn, no callus, and so on and so forth. And those were good days. But when I would come in from school, I'm ahead of my story, I'd be exhausted, tired, wore out, practicing football. And it's just unbelievable. Now, you couldn't get nobody to do that today. Imagine going to school, stay all day, run over, I walk, then go out and practice football where you knock heads today, and turn around and walk back home. Well, and getting home, my mother had a bowl. It's a clay bowl, but it had a, I don't know what kind of finish it was, a real slick finish on it. That was my bowl. Big brown bowl, it held exactly 1/2 gallon of milk. I had a particular pan, and I still love this today, that she made me cornbread in. And I don't know how you like it, cornbread thick or thin. I don't want no thin cornbread. This was approximately 3 inches thick. Nobody eat that cornbread but me. That's mine.
It's square or round?
No, it's round.
Round.
And it's not a skillet. I don't know what kind, but it's an iron, what do you call it, not a skillet, but I don't have on it. Lips on it. I never get it. In fact, I think my sister still got that. And the little boy, I said, "Don't ever do that. I'm going to pick it up one of these days."
Did she cook it in the oven or on top of the stove?
She cooked it in the oven. And a wood stove. And so you had a warmer, of course, up on top of it, you know. And then the hot water heater was in there. And the pipe is all the hot water we had, you know. And the stove would get jumping up and down if we have too big a fire. But anyway, the story I'm telling you is that I didn't think that beef was made to eat for a long time. I know it wasn't much either, but I become, at this stage of the game, I'm strictly a beef eater. But at that time, I only eat practically cornbread and vegetables. But I eat more or less like a small pig would eat. I'd eat all the cornbread, a half a gallon or a gallon of milk at one time. Then I would just go exhausted and go to bed that way. And this was, to my knowledge, I can't actually remember during my high school days, no matter what she had fixed or prepared to eat, I'd want my cornbread and sweet milk. I can add two things to that. I don't hardly ever touch them anymore. Used to love onions. And I take green onions if it's in season and chop them up in my milk and bread and put extra pepper and salt in it, either buttermilk or sweet milk. And this would be my meal. This is my night meal. Never carry lunch to school. Very seldom.
Did you have a name for that, or
no?
Just cornbread and milk.
Yeah, just milk bread. Milk bread, and of course you used to make what you call mutton. I don't like mutton. My mother used to make a lot of mutton. My daddy liked mutton. You ever eaten mutton?
Yeah.
Well, he liked mutton. I didn't care for mutton. But what I'm trying to express is, I can't recall.